More playmakers right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. We're following breaking news out of Alabama where a flight instructor has died during a helicopter training at Fort Novosel Army Base. Another passenger was injured. Authorities have arrested two suspected terrorists and canceled the Taylor Swift concerts they plan to target this week in Austria. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Authorities say both men had become radicalized online, and one of them was a 19-year-old who allegedly pledged his allegiance to ISIS last month.
Vice President Harris and Governor Tim Walz will rally voters in Michigan soon after a stop in Wisconsin. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
J.D. Vance was here with his wife. They are on a tour this week, essentially following the Democratic ticket around the country.
Trump has a one-point lead over Harris in Wisconsin. And Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling for the county sheriff handling Sonia Massey's death to resign.
I called for the sheriff's resignation because the sheriff has failed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Bell, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Wisconsin today.
Listen, let me tell you, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. And with your help, we will win in November. We are going to win.
She spoke with running mate Tim Walz at a rally in Eau Claire. Republican running mate J.D. Vance was also in Eau Claire. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows Harris and Donald Trump in a statistical tie among registered voters, 50% for Trump and 49% for Harris. Four hotel security guards are now charged with felony murder in the death of a Milwaukee man in June. The medical examiner says Devontae Mitchell died of what's called restraint asphyxia. Mitchell's family's been calling for charges for more than a month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. National Night Out cracked one out of the ballpark at Witter Field last night in Wisconsin Rapids. Emergency agencies from the surrounding area attended with their vehicles. Many community organizations had tables with activities for kids and information for everyone. The night was sponsored by Gamber Johnson.
We are a rugged mounting manufacturer. Really excited to be a sponsor tonight and open up the entire stadium for the community.
That's Philip, the HR director with Gamber Johnson. The engineering manager, Steve, told me about some of the safety equipment they make.
We make a whole suite of equipment for police vehicles. We're talking prisoner cages and window protection and console boxes where the police officers can mount their equipment for lights and radios. We also make rugged computer mounts so they can mount their laptops in a safe manner inside the vehicles so that when they get in an accident or when they need to move quickly, their laptops are secure.
The Rafters beat the Minnesota Mud Puppies 10-4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers shut out the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened their series in Atlanta last night with a stunning 10-0 shutout of the Braves. Pat Murphy shuffled the batting order and got results, including a pair of home runs from Willy Adames.
First hitter of the game, Terang set the tone, and then William comes up big with after two strikeouts and hits the ball down the line. Willy obviously has a huge night. William has a nice night. A lot of guys contributed, and you know that's what it's about.
NFL, when the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday, you'll see Jordan Love playing in a preseason game. Now, Aaron Rodgers did not touch the field in a preseason game his final 4 years in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur. Why the change?
Just going through, kind of reevaluating the last couple of years when we've had guys not play, and then last year having all the guys play. I thought it was beneficial for us early on, especially week one, just to kind of knock some of the rust off. I think there's a lot of value of going through just getting your mind right to get ready to play a football game.
As Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray shower or storm and lows close to 60. And a chance of rain tomorrow morning, then clearing and a high in the mid-70s. Nice ahead for Friday and the weekend. Sunny and near 70 Friday, low 70 Saturday, upper 70 Sunday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down in the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll have highlights from Vice President Harris's rally in western Wisconsin and our Women Win Wisconsin visit powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, it is. Educated educators talking education, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. 855-752-4842 is the number. Wednesday night. Educators amplified in the house. Teacher Joanna, teacher Hallie. We'll do some introductions in a sec. Quick announcement, though, just to make sure. This Thursday, August 8th at 5 p.m. Central is the deadline for regular and permanent overseas voters to request an absentee ballot. This Friday, August 9th at 5 p.m. Central is the deadline to register to vote in person before Election Day at your municipal clerk's office. If you are unable to register, please vote before August 9th. Wisconsin is a same-day register and vote state, so please register at your polling location on August 13th. And Wisconsin's fall primary election is August 13th. Make a plan to vote in this and every election. Do your civic duty to find out what's on your ballot and where to cast it. Go to myvote.wi.gov. And Johnny Lupinacci, just thinking about this, I forgot to go downstairs. I just ordered something, and it just came today.
Oh, my gosh. I hope I know what it is. I bet you I do.
Go for it.
The listeners in the Madison area or anybody in Wisconsin, like Tim said, make sure you're registered to vote. Get out there and get that done. Those deadlines are tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th if you're voting in person. Super important. If you're listening from afar, further outside that terrestrial radio radius of things in Wisconsin area, then, you know, find out locally where you can vote in your primary and also be ready to rock this fall. But Tim, I think my hunch, because I know if I was going out to register to vote where I'd be stopped right after that, or if I was in Madison where I'd be grabbing a brew, Monaco Brewing Company.
Busted Pencils
is sponsored by Monaco Brewing Company. They're big time supporters of public education. Those guys even went as far as to sue the state of Wisconsin to end vouchers. I mean, I love that. I love that energy, right? Monaco Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check them out at monacobrewingcompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. And I hope did you order the Hope beer?
I might have to, you know, I'm going to keep it a surprise until, you know, the next show, because I went and I took it right to the fridge. So it's down there right now, chilling. You can see that. But Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, it's Wednesday night. How are you guys doing? Because I can tell you that Johnny, Jess, and me, we have been in a cloud of joy. a cloud of joy. So Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna, what about you?
A cloud of joy. Well, I haven't quite been in a cloud of joy. I was telling Johnny, I have the August anxieties of my return back to the school year. And anyway, again, anxiety is what it is, right? It's not rational. So it's not like I hate my job or can't do it. But there is something that I'll start to make lists in my head of like, oh, I still have to do my rollover paperwork for my IRA or whatever, things like that. And so I have a little bit of the August anxieties. And to be honest, things have been really tough with my mom lately. So I've actually been kind of down and out. So I'm glad I can though feel your guys's energy and vibe. And
we're gonna infect you with it. How about you, Teacher Hallie?
I'm doing well. I would say, you know, my kids are getting really excited for school, but I'm feeling kind of sad. You know, like it's August, so you know, it's kind of like the countdown to school begins or is already here. And you know, I just, what's been on my mind is kind of this election stuff. And then also just like kids back to school, you know, so it's two really like heightened things, good, bad, neutral, whatever. It's just heightened stuff going on so that I'm kind of been like riding the waves, I guess, of where everyone's at with those two big things in our lives.
Well, how about this, though? It's because of Busted Pencils, though, that there's so much joy. I mean, we talk about public education advocacy every night of the week and thinking about this. And we always look forward, though, to Wednesday when we can have the Educators Amplified in the room with us, Teacher Joanna and Teacher Hallie. But we got to just share, and I'm going to see if you guys share in this excitement, the announcement that a social studies teacher and football coach may become the new vice president of this country, and how that's, we're kind of celebrating because that's huge for public school teachers, one of our own, making social studies teaching great again, one of those things. That's where we're at. That's what we're talking about. That's our joy. Teacher Hallie, I see you laughing.
Well, and okay, am I wrong? Was he also a public school educator?
Yes, he was.
No, you didn't say that. And I think that is like the top, the cream, the cherry on top, that like he gets it, you know? And so, yes, I did take a breath of fresh air when they announced Waltz. I was nervous about other candidates and I was like, oh my gosh. My second Midwest dad could be VP.
Everybody's second Midwest dad. That's the exciting right. part. Here we go.
So, no, I'm excited. I'm just, you know, my laughter is more like, it's my excitement. It's my joy, too, of just like, wow, there's real potential.
Mm-hmm. Teacher Joanna, that's what we were talking about now.
Yeah, no, and thankfully that's pulling me through all these other difficult things, is knowing that there's this energy and behind me and something real, like, right, Hallie, I didn't have to like roll my eyes, right? And then my eyeball, you know how my eyeball has been rolling off my head for years now.
Yes. I honestly, when I saw that, I was like, whoa, like this is the first time in my life that I wasn't like, oh, great, it's a Democrat, but here's a laundry list of like not supporting public education.
Like the least from the least stressed state in the union. Hello, they got regulation in effect up there.
Right.
See, so that's what we've been talking about with the you can feel that infection, because I think what you just pointed out, Teacher Joanna, we say this, it's like, well, they're not as bad as somebody could be. And it's like eye roll, you know, somebody will say to us, hey, did you see so-and-so got, you know, you're like, yeah, whatever.
Like, sorry, you know? Miguel Cardona. Sorry.
You know,
sorry, not sorry.
Arnie Duncan, Ben, you know, it's just, oh, Johnny brought that up to me last night. He's like, you know, remember President Obama? Big, you know, celebration, lots of joy with Obama. But public school teachers and educators mm-hmm. when that came out, Arnie Duncan, it was like, meh, meh, meh.
That was worse than meh, meh, meh. I mean, yeah. That was like a terrible hit job on the Chicago public schools, like terrible.
Yes, it absolutely was. But Tim, I will say this too, as we put it out here, the joy, I sometimes do get a little ahead of myself. And I went online today, say, okay, did I just get really excited and emotions take over? And, you know, the energy mm-hmm. of the joy around like the increased amount of engagement from young voters, the just the shift in the way we're talking about politics in this country has energized me. I went on today to see, okay, what are the critics of Tim Walz? What's the opposition have to say? And I will tell you both, I was even more excited. Because I was like, okay, if the critique, if the beef, we're going to talk education, right?
Yeah.
But if the, on the topic of education, if the critique of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, mm-hmm. whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state mm-hmm. to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero. This is great. So, I mean, just reporting, doing due diligence. I do tend to get ahead of myself. I get really excited. I think we need to ride that wave a little bit. Trust the young energy that is definitely going right behind a Harris-Walz ticket. But then I looked into it and I was like, okay, let's brace myself because we got to get into the weeds on education.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I mean, and we will as we learn more. Everything I was learning, I was like, sounds pretty good to me. So,
yeah, it sounds like the record is, sounds like the record is real. Like you said, in terms of the big things. And honestly, universal lunches in schools is such a neat and cool and necessary thing. Yeah. It just, I've seen the difference because we have it here in Milwaukee Public Schools, where in former districts I was in didn't. And it makes just such a difference where everybody just knows, like, they're good. They're good. Because there are some terrible things that happen to kids with their lunch bills. Yum. And how they are treated or singled out or the shame they feel. And so, oh, my gosh, just right there. And we can do it. So why not? I know that my husband was weighing in on or just he's doing his own exploring and getting excited and. He was saying that the one, there was a criticism, they were calling him Tampon Tim because he was responsible for making sure that there were free, hot, you know, feminine hygiene products in schools. And I'm like, right, like, this is wonderful because Hallie and I, how much did we spend on the purple bag? Yep. We had the purple bag in the closet that, you know, was filled with feminine products and I mean, all the time, you know, again, we're humans, you need stuff. And always people would ask and be like, oh, there's a purple bag in the closet. Go grab it.
Just that one, too. I've heard these critiques. Johnny points it out. And I'm just like, you know what? Here's the deal. The comeback. And I thought this was funny. It's like, well, at least he doesn't wear them on his ear.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was like, OK, a little bit there. But yeah, think about, you know, beating children. When every bit of research says that feeding children takes care of so many of their needs with learning. Mm-hmm. And Teacher Joanna, we're talking in Minnesota, universal breakfast and lunch there too. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, wait, your critique is he feeds children and then takes care of women and girls' needs. And you want me to, wait, I'm more excited than ever. It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. 855-752-4842. Educators Amplified in the house. Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna. Man, wait till we get back, though. Wait till you hear what they have to say about. We'll see.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Here it is, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842. It's Educators Amplified in the house. Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, the Joy. They gave us a little bit of the reality before we kind of said, but, what about Tim Walz making social studies teaching great again? We got Cam, though, from Nina sending in a big, long text. I'm from Minnesota, live in Appleton now. I've worked for Minnesota for about 10 years. Soon here, I can tell you all quality of life over in Minnesota in a lot of ways is way nicer. I'm talking roads, schools, equality, and healthcare. You might wonder, why do you stay in Wisconsin if it's so great? I like change and friendly radio harassment, so I have to stay in Green Bay. And also his girlfriend wanted him to move here. Wisconsin grows on sweet folks. Cam from Nina. Wow. But man, there it is. You know, that testament to living in Minnesota. And yeah, pointing out that, you know, Teacher Hallie, you were asking the question, and Teacher Joanna, who I think was you, Teacher Joanna, asked that question that you asked us before we got on here about, is he really?
Well, I was like, is he really an educator? Or was he? And by that, I mean, like, did he teach for more than 3 years? You know, because often they'll be like, they were a teacher, they taught for 5 years, and then were an administrator, and then were whatever, you know, all these positions that are outside the classroom, which, no disrespect, but it just means something different. In terms of understanding the reality of, like, kind of like the now and the
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Camping. America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day,
not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
In the bottom of the first inning with an RBI single off the bat of Walker Buchanan, scoring Aiden Teal, who doubled to begin the ballgame offensively for Rapids, his 11th two-bagger of the season. Buchanan followed it up again one inning later with a two-run, two-out single to right field, making it 3-0 Rafters. Minnesota tied the ballgame up in the top of the fourth at 3-3, sending all nine hitters to the plate before Aiden Teal had another answer in the bottom of the fourth inning to begin the frame, a solo home run, his 10th of the season. Two more added on in the bottom of inning six off the bat of yet again Walker Buchanan, a two-run single with two down to right field, making it an even bigger Raptor lead. Another run added in the top of the seventh for Minnesota before Aiden Teal left the yard for the second time in the ballgame, although some controversy being involved amongst that call. Originally a foul ball on the grand slam off the bat of Aiden Teal, but the umpiring crew 2 minutes later made the decision to overturn the call. It cleared the right field foul pole to give the Raptors the 10-4 lead, which ended up being our final score. 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors, and 11 left on for Wisconsin Rapids. 4 runs on 9 hits, no errors, and 10 left on for Minnesota. Time of the game, 3 hours, 7 minutes. A sellout crowd here at Witter Field. 1,530 Raptor fans in attendance, and a beautiful night for baseball it was. 74 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. Tristan Krusenberry got the start for Wisconsin Rapids. 3 shutout innings for the Owensboro, Kentucky native, allowing 2 hits, 3 walks and 3 strikeouts on 71 pitches. It was Nick Perry to get the win out of the Raptor bullpen, throwing 3 frames, allowing 5 hits in those 3 earned runs in the fourth. He was rock solid, though, in innings 5 and 6, walking 2 and punching out 4 on 67 pitches. The final 9 outs of the ballgame went to the Stevens Point native, Josh Opiola, who collected the save. Miles Henson got the loss on the Minnesota side, his first start in the Northwoods League, going 5 innings, allowing 6 hits, 4 earned runs with 4 walks and 4 strikeouts on 98 pitches. From there, it was Cole Newell and Trey Sanoa make up the final 3 frames for Minnesota last night. The Mud Puppies finishing off the series with a 3-10 record in the second half, 4-24 overall on the season. And Wisconsin Rapids entering today 5 games above 500 in half number 2 at 19-14, and they have 34 wins and 32 losses on the season. It's a home-and-home here for the Dock Spiders. We'll head to Hare Baker Field tomorrow night for the final road game here in the 2024 season slate. That's right. Unfortunately, last night the Raptors officially eliminated from playoff contention. So these next 4 games will be the last 4 games of Raptor baseball here this summer. Our lineups for tonight's game are as follows. Austin Cutts, the right-hander, towing the rubber for Fond du Lac, and this is how the Dock Spiders will lined up behind him. Miles Vanden Heuvel, the former Raptor, will lead things off in right field. Drew Berrigan, the hot-hitting shortstop, will bat second. Preston Knott, the Northwestern Wildcat, will hit third in center field. It's Adam Kootway, the UW Whitewater Warhawk, to clean things up at third base. Travis Strickler will hit fifth as the left fielder. The DH this evening for Douglas Coast Dock Spiders, hitting out of the sixth hole, is Tyler Nisus. Aiden Jolly will hit seventh and do the catching. Caden Shapiro will hit eighth at first base, and in the ninth spot is the second baseman, Drew Howard. It'll be Brandon Scott, the left-hander from Adrian, Michigan, and Hillsdale College on the mound for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, and per usual, Aiden Teal is leading things off in center field. Jorge Degatti will hit second at third base. Orlando Lordoy in the three hole will play right field. Cleaning things up, just like he has been for most of this week, is the Virginia Cavalier and Raptor left fielder, Walker Buchanan. Landon Gaz, the designated hitter, will hit fifth, and Kyler McIntosh will play short and bat sixth. Dalton Fiveash, another start at first base for the Western Kentucky Hilltopper in the seven hole. Christian Webb to do the catching and hit eighth. And it's the NIU Husky in second baseman Ben Lloyd to hit ninth. Fond du Lac entering tonight's game, 12-20 in the second half, 15 games under on the season at 25-40. The Rats look to make it 4 in a row and sweep the home stand. First pitch in just a few minutes from historic Witter Field, right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we?
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's Brandon and Scott on the Hill. We're ready for some Rafter Baseball here on WFHR Wednesday night in Wisconsin Rapids. Behind Scott this evening against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, the defense as follows for your Rats: Walker Buchanan in left, Aiden Teal in center, Orlando Lordoy out in right. On the infield, it's Jorge Degatti at third, Kyler McIntosh at short, Ben Lloyd at second, Dalton Fiveash at first, Christian Webb to do the catching for the veteran left-hander, Brandon Scott. Andy Ockham in the Witterfield press box, thanking you so much, as always, for spending your Wednesday night here with me on Locally Grown Radio. It's the former Rafter, Miles Vandenhoevel, climbing into the right-handed batter's box. Miles in right field this evening from Eastern Arizona College. Scott set, third base side of the rubber. First pitch home, 636. Inside corner fastball called a strike, and we are underway. Scottsdale, Arizona native, played in 13 games as a position player in Rapids, and this is now his 14th game defensively for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. 0-1 bounced in, count evens a ball and a strike. Miles has made 9 appearances on the mound for Fond du Lac. He started as a pitcher under Douglas Coe before some more position players and spots on that roster freed up in that way for Miles to gain some at-bats. He is a 179 hitter and 28 at-bats on the season for Fond du Lac. 1-1 in the air, foul down the first base side. Count now a ball and 2 strikes. Another right-handed bat on deck. That's the red-hot Drew Berrigan. Shortstop for Fond du Lac. The 1-2 here from the southpaw. This is upstairs to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 10-4 win last night over Minnesota. The Rats winners of 3 in a row. Unfortunately, though, as I mentioned in the pregame show, Wisconsin Rapids officially eliminated from playoff contention last night due to a Madison win. It'll be the Mallards and the Woodchucks for the Great Lakes West in the playoffs this summer. 2-2 breaking ball hit on the ground at first. Dalton Fiveash to his knees to field it. He'll throw to Scott covering the bag. Is not in time. Vandenhoevel beats it out. It's an infield single to begin the ball game here at Witterfield. Some good speed on the bases here. 4 stolen bags for Miles in Fond du Lac. Has not been caught stealing. Was 5 for 5 as well in Rapids. How about Drew Berrigan, the Embry-Riddle aeronautical product, playing in his 61st game of the season for Fond du Lac. A 310 hitter and 255 at-bats. Last went 2 for 4. And yesterday's loss at home, 3-2 against the Madison Mallards. First pitch from Scott, driven in the air left field. That one well foul beyond the Raptor bullpen. 9 straight games with a hit for Berrigan. OPS of 769 this season, slugging 400 on the nose. Scott set. He's got him picked off first. Fires to Fiveash. Now Dalton throwing down to second base. Tag applied by McIntosh in time. It's a nice move there by Brandon Scott. It's the first out of the top of inning 1. For Drew Berrigan, as I mentioned, that gaudy batting average in his last 10 games. He's hitting 359, 353 in his last five, driving in 10 runs in his last 10 games. One the count, deep breath from Scott, the next pitch. This is up and away to even the count. When facing Fond du Lac this season, Berrigan was on the opening day roster when these two teams met at Hare Baker Field back on Memorial Day, Monday, May 27th. He's a 231 hitter in six games. The 1-1 pitch catches the top of the zone on the outer third and is called a strike. Brandon Scott, outing number 12 of the season. Last through four innings of one-run ball at home against Kalamazoo in that 7-1 loss in game two of the doubleheader last Friday. 1-2, Berrigan slaps it through the right side into right field for a base hit. Runner aboard, one down, and the batter is Preston Knott. Preston Knott homered when these two teams met the end of the first half. This is the first meetings of half number two between Fond du Lac and Wisconsin Rapids. They played four games in 4 days. It was a 1-2-1 style series, Thursday through Sunday. One here at Witter Field, Friday, Saturday at Hare Baker Field, and then the finale, that being Sunday the 30th here at Witter Field. It was the final game of the first half for Wisconsin Rapids, having Monday the 1st and Tuesday the 2nd of July off. The first pitch to Knott on the inside corner is called a strike. Preston now 44 games as a Dock Spider this summer, hitting .272, an OPS of exactly .900. Hits in his last four games, 1-for-3 with a run scored and 2 walks drawn last night against the Mallards. Prior to the 0-1 pickoff attempt, Berrigan back in safely. Lefty-on-lefty battle, and looking at Douglas Coe's order this evening, the Dock Spiders have 4 left-handed bats to 5 right-handed bats. Same ratio on the Wisconsin Rapids side. Scott's 0-1. Rolled over on the ground a second. Lloyd gloves, flips to the two-bag glove by McIntosh. The throw to first is in time. It's an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play, and Brandon Scott faces the minimum. Here in the top of the first, we'll reintroduce the Raptors 1-9 and talk about the right-hander for Fond du Lac, Austin Cutts. When we return here at historic Witter Field, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
One of our co-players of the ball game leading it off here for Wisconsin Rapids. In the bottom of the first inning, that would be none other than Aiden Teal here at historic Witter Field. And Yakub returning to you here in the Winterfield Press Box. Raptors and Dock Spiders, the beginning of a home-and-home series here in the final four games of this 2024 Northwoods League season. First pitch from Austin Cutts, the right-hander, misses to Aiden Teal for ball one. Canasus College product, Cutts, a 6'7 right-hander from Hartford, Wisconsin, throwing in his 16th ball game of the summer as the 1-0 breaking ball is in there for a called strike on Teal. 3-1 record, a save as well for Cutts in 31 2/3 innings pitched. 7.11 ERA and a 1.93 whip thus far on the campaign for him. The 1-1 fouled back by Teal, count now a ball and two strikes. Aiden yesterday, along with his two round trippers, the third time he's had a multi-homer game this season, doubled in the first and scored, also singled in the second and scored. Teal went 4-for-6 in that 10-4 win over Minnesota an evening ago. The 1-2. Breaking ball, missing out in the right-handed batter's box to even the count at 2-2. Cutts last pitched on the road at Moonlight Grand Field on August 2nd against the Lakeshore Chinooks. That was an 11-9 victory for Fond du Lac. The 2-2 foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Aiden Jolly, for strike three. Defensively behind Cutts this evening, out in left, Travis Strickler, and center, Preston Knott, and Miles Vandenhoevel's in right. Adam Cootway at third, Drew Berrigan at short, and at second is Drew Howard. Caden Shapiro manning first base, and as mentioned, Aiden Jolly doing the catching. Jorge Degatti out of the two spot, just like an evening ago. He reached in four of his five trips to the plate. First pitch swinging in the air to left field. Back out in front of the track, at the wall, it is gone! Jorge Degatti has left the yard, and ladies and gentlemen, that was my yard card pick here tonight. It's about time. It's his first home run here at Winterfield in his two seasons as a Rafter. He leaves the yard, and it's an early 1-0 lead. Had a feeling with Jorge tonight. He was due to leave the yard. It's his second season as a Rat. It's his third of the year. Orlando Lordoy into the left-handed batter's box with one down. Oh, what a moment. That's fun. Always cool to get something like that, especially break the skid for me as the first pitch fastball to Lordoy on the inside corner is called a strike. Technically got one on the road, but I don't know if it's fully counted because it was not amongst the press box pals here at Winterfield. But we get a legit one nonetheless. The 0-1 fouled away down the left field side. Count nothing at two here on the Rafter right fielder. Lordoy reached on a 6-4 fielder's choice in the first inning last night, drew a 4-pitch walk in the second, also walked and scored in the sixth and singled in the seventh. The 0-2 swinging bunt fouled away down the third base side. The Buchanan waiting on deck, then it's Landon Gaz. As I mentioned, for Cutts, three innings, two hits, one unearned run against Lakeshore in that victory 5 days ago. Walked one with Chinook hitter and struck out three, facing 12. Now the windup, the 0-2 again. This is outside for ball one. 0 for Jorge, that's got to feel good. His one homer last year came at Green Bay, and his two far so far this year at La Crosse and in Kalamazoo. The 1-2. Breaking ball fouled straight back by Lordoy. Raptors in their all-white home uniforms this evening. Black sleeves on the uniform tops. Fond du Lac, their gray road trousers. Navy tops and their multicolored blue hats, the fronting of it being baby blue and the bill and backing of it being navy. The 1-2 smashed on the ground to second, gloved by Howard. The throw to first is in time. Two down here in the first. It'll bring up Walker Buchanan, who drove in the other five runs of last night's Rafter ball game. Was a four-hit game for Walker. All four singles. He's looking to restart this Rafter offense here in the bottom of the first inning. Brandon Scott allowed two base hits in the top half of inning one, but got out of it with a 4-6-3 double play of the three-hole hitter Preston Knott. Picked off Miles Vandenhoevel as the leadoff batter in the ballgame. First pitch breaking ball, Buchanan on a line to short, playing it out of bounds. In the hole is Berrigan. His throw to first base is in time. The 6-3 put out of Buchanan to retire the side, but Jorge Degatti gets the rats and gets myself on the board here at Witter Field in this Wednesday night ball game. 1-0 rats. We return for the second inning in just a couple of minutes right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the...
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Whisk Country 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Jorge Degatti leaves the yard in the bottom of the first inning. You get the Rafters on the board first here tonight from historic Witter Field. Rats and Dock Spiders, the final week of this Northwoods League season here on a beautiful Wednesday night for baseball. Andy Ockham in the Witter Field press box returning to you live for game 66 of our 70-game slate this summer. Especially Adam Cootway from Brandon Scott. Foul down the first base side. Count begins 0-1. No runs on two hits and no errors for Fond du Lac. Two hits allowed by Scott in that first inning. But was able to face the minimum. An infield single to lead it off from Miles Vandenhoevel, but he was then picked off by the Rafter left-hander. Then it was Drew Berrigan to single, doubled up on that 4-6-3 inning-ending double play off the bat of Preston Knott. Scott's 0-1. Fastball just missing low and away to even the count. It's the third baseman, Cootway, then the left fielder, Travis Strickler, and the designated hitter, Tyler Nisus. Count even at a ball and a strike, the next pitch from Scott. This is outside for ball two. Cootway, 52 games with Lakeshore last summer, now playing in his 27th game with Fondy here in 2024. 345 hitter is Cootway. 2-1. Bounced in, count now three balls and a strike. Back-to-back games with two hits for Cootway, both in that Madison series. Went 2-for-4 with a double and a triple last night. Drove in a run. Scott down in the eighth ball in the count here. Comes set for the 3-1. Driven in the air to left field, sending Buchanan to his right. He's unable to flag it down. It's going to roll to the wall. But Cootway putting on the brakes at first. Wasn't necessarily digging it out of the box. It is another single here for Fond du Lac to begin the second inning. Lefty-on-lefty battle here. It's Travis Strickler from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical. The Phoenix, Arizona native joined the team for the second half, so right after that four-game set against the Rafters. playing his 30th game of the summer. Last time he recorded a hit, August 4th at home against La Crosse in a high-scoring affair between the Loggers and Doc Spiders. Swinging away at the first pitch on the ground is short. McIntosh gloves to second, one to first in time. Two innings, two double plays for Brandon Scott. It's a 6-4-3 twin killing. And the batter is Tyler Nices. Nices from Georgia Tech. An all-star for Fond du Lac this year, and rightfully so. Hitting on base at a 419 clip and having a 318 average in 52 games. The Dalton, Georgia native climbs in and is waiting the first pitch from Scott. Bounced right back on a fastball, count begins 0-1. For Nices this season, facing the southpaws, he's hitting 357 in 25 games. The 0-1 fastball misses down low to even the count and a ball and a strike. It'll be 5-6-7 for the Raptors next inning. Landon Gaz, Kyler McIntosh, and Dalton Fivash. The 1-1. Rolled over on the ground, right side, sending the second baseman, Ben Lloyd, to his backhand. He gathers and throws to first in time to retire the side. Berrand and Scott. He's faced the minimum through two innings here at Witter Field. Back-to-back innings with a double play for the Hillsdale College product. 1-0 Rats, bottom two we go from historic Witter Field right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the...
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Five, six, seven for the Rats here in the bottom of the second inning. It is the designated hitter, Landon Gaz, to lead things off from historic Witter Field. Austin cuts back to the mound for Fond du Lac. First pitch, a fastball missing outside for ball one. Andy Ockham for locally grown radio. After tonight, just two more home games for this season. We do hit the road tomorrow for the final time in the same place that we began our road travels this season. Finishing out this home-and-home series with the Doc Spiders as the 1-0 pitch to Gasmus is low and inside. Landon played first base last night out of the five hole against Minnesota, reached in two of his five trips to the plate. A 2-0 breaking ball on the outer edge is called a strike. Landon singling in inning six, also walked in the seventh. Gaz struggling in his last 10. He's hitting 133. A 200 hitter in his last five games. A 2-1. turned foul down the left field side, able to get that one out onto the concourse. Gaz got a breaking ball that he liked, but could push it toward the field of play. Count evens at 2-2. No runs on three hits and no errors for Fond du Lac. A run on a hit and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Jorge Degatti leaving the yard for the third time this season. His first home run ever here at Witterfield. The 2-2 misses inside. Gaz has worked the count full. Looking at Degatti, it's pretty impressive that he's gone this long without hitting one here at Witter. As the 3-2 breaking ball catches the front door for a called strike. Gaz retired for the first out of the inning. That is Jake Dunn calling balls and strikes behind home plate this evening. The crew chief down the first baseline, Manalo Alejandro, and the third base umpire is Dylan Collins. It's the Alabama State Hornet, Kyler McIntosh for Wisconsin Rapids now. Was the designated hitter last night and drew two walks and was hit by a pitch once out of his five trips to the plate. First pitch from Cutts. Fastball missing upstairs, or so I thought. A head fake from Jake Dunn. That one's called a strike. And for Jorge Degatti.